So we said like this, that you have to have this personal relationship. You've got to build it to sort of through our kodosh. That it's like keli, it's not enough to take care of it. And we said that this is going to be your business. Your Judaism, in order to be functional, in order for you to really have real meaning out of this, is going to be your business. Why? Because when it's your business, you find incredibly clever ways of doing it properly. When it comes to money, people get very creative, even though in other areas they're stupid. You find very clever businessmen who've got no clue how to bring up a family. So, how come they're not, you know, because it's not their business. So we said it's got to be Nogaya Bedava. You have to be very Nogaya. You've got to be Nogaya Bedava. That's it. You've got to have vested interest in your Yiddish card. It's got to be important enough. Then you find solutions to your problems. That's what we said yesterday.
What's the way to find
that vested interest? You've got to make it yours. This is my life. How does a businessman find the gears in money? Yeah, but why is money important to him? Because he's going through. He wants what it gives him. It's the power, it's the luxury, it's the whatever, I don't know, whatever it is, the laziness, whatever's driving him. So you've got to get in touch with what's driving you. You've got to look at what's important to you. If this is the most important thing in your life, then you'll get very good at it. If it's not, then yeah, like every secondary, you know, sort of activity, it's a hobby. My religion is my religious belief. What I'm really into is this. I'm a religious guy, you know, I get a shul three times a day, I daven and I got a... But that's habit, and it's tradition, and it's ritual. It's not, hey, this is me. We have to meditate on that seriously. Well, success, if you'll search for it, like we're going to relocate back there again. We should do it now quickly, right?
Yeah,
just ask him. Fine, let's go with Vajra. Adam, maybe we'll get some clues to what you're looking for. But the bottom line is you have to internalize what it means to hang say game of life. These words of Torah are my life. This is my oxygen. If someone would come to ask you, why is it important that I should breathe? How do I get it into me that I have to breathe? You understand? What do you mean? Because you don't, you die. The Rogachiva, I'm just giving you an example of an ideal. On Erev Tisha B'Av, it's also to learn most of the Torah, right? So the Rogachiva is to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av. It didn't stop. So somebody asked him, why not? Just because for Kurt Nefesh. For him, it was because if I don't learn, I'm going to go nuts. When he was ill, when he was in incredible pain, the Rogachiva was excruciating pain. He didn't want to take medication because he wouldn't be able to learn properly. So the yeshiva in Rogachev, they used to send Bachrim to learn with him every day to keep him, was the only thing that reduced the pain. So Rebbe Kiva ate with Gilyan Ashat. Remember Gilyan Ashat, the kashas had just come out in the sefer. And Bachrim used to learn up the kashas and go to the Rogachev, and they used to learn the Rebbe Kiva ate kashas with the Rogachev. So one day the Rogachev turned to the Mashgiach, and he said, the Bachrim are asking good questions. That's what he held with Rabbi Kiva Eger's fashion. The Bachim asking good questions. But that's how he, because for him, if I don't learn, the pain keeps pushing. When I'm learning, it keeps somebody paid. So what's the negia? You've got to get addicted to learning. That's very funny. No. We say it every day, but we don't really, you know, you've got to go sit in a corner for a few months, 20 minutes a day, crying under that possible. Masaprim a Rav Mendele mit Pavnitz. Bnei Shel Baal Sfas Emes, Hashem Yochem Domov. The son of the Sfas Emes. Shelimed es Talmid of Tachas Shilat on Anatzim. He carried on teaching his Talmidim under the rulership of the Nazim. Et a likot kiddush Hashem ves alche shal mitzvah zur, a hilchus kiddush Hashem. He taught them the halachas of Kiddush Hashem. We're about to die of Kiddush Hashem. You have to learn halachas. So it's about to eat a piece of bread. You have to learn halachas eating bread. You're about to give up your life of Kiddush Hashem. You have to back up the Shulchan Aruch and you have to learn it, how to do that. Rebbe Chanan was giving sharing this when the Nazis came and took them away. Rebbe Chanan was giving a sharing of Kiddush Hashem. Because they knew the congregation was about to be evacuated. We were coming for them. He said to Tom Meeting, we're about to give up the life of Kiddush Hashem. We have to learn the Sukkot properly. And that's what he was doing when they were out to take him away. Rebbetzin was there. She was a young girl in the Kovna Ghetto, and she related what she saw. The whole mice of Rebbe Chanan with the Nazi family took him away and whatever. Him and his son of Naftali and the Kovna Rav, and they were all. And she was there. She saw the whole story. The Rebbe Chanan's face was glowing like a malach. And even the Nazis waited for him to finish the shir before they took him away. They told him, wait. Anyway, the Baal Svasemes, the son of the Svasemes, was doing the same thing with his Talmidim. The Kachru, Achinam Lemois of Kiddush Hashem, Kishidia Shav, the Gamanim Machmoy, who Bilu Atam Ela Misrafot. Het lab lo mende vel tamid mod mod me goil la schus shnaf lo bakhal kam lo mus al kid shche. They were so prepared to give up their lives, but kid shche when the time came they were mamash they were mitla having what were mitla having they were even excited about this moment that they could finally give up their lives, but kid shche mitla have. La have means that is a flame, the flames of a fire, whatever, I don't know, they were in flames. From the enormity of the merit they had to die, Kiddush Hashem, could be Kim Averov, that could be Kim any friend. V'chelu rachim, and then they ran. Kash on atmakar, the Lord is going to fit. They couldn't understand why the Jews were so happy. What's the matter with you? They were angry. They don't want the Jews to be happy. They tzipul eroisam midochayim miyoyishim v'chosru tochilet. They want to see the Jews depressed and with no hope and devastated. And yet the Jews are mamash dancing from excitement. As the Nazis are taking them away, and they're about to be burnt in the ovens, but they knew they were going to be in the ovens. Yeah, they were good. They were waiting for the gas engine.
I thought they were taking them out of the...
No, this is back to the son of the Satemis. So I just interrupted that with Rebbe Chanan, because that documents as well. But it says, when they were standing on the border of the fire, they were about to go into the flames. They talked to the Abstik Larut. The Nazis try to stop him from running towards the gas chamber. Or the ovens, whatever it was, they were running towards the gas chamber. And they try to stop them, but Mendel carried on running. Ma osu amafakera nasi, what did the Nazi, the guy in charge there do? Not al yeled yodiva zrokatois the tachar raglev shor of Mendela. Took a Jewish baby and he threw him in front of Mendel. So he stopped. He wasn't going to trample on a Jewish child. Who not lay said b'shtei yadov, he stayed in the zamid of b'kol rach u'mitrech u'mas and v'amalim. He took the child in his hand and he turned around to the Talmidim and in a very soft voice he said, the voice said, Ech ha-shemesh yodat shehi shemesh v'hi zoreches b'kanei chayim yoytos. How does the sun know that it's shining such a bright light? How does the sun know that it's radiating brightness? When the sun looks at people in the world, he sees that people can't look at him. Why do they look at me? People need these thick, black, funny, special glasses in order to look at the sun. Then the sun knows how powerful his light is. Remember the half-sick leg of Amshik. He stopped for a moment and said, Rabbi Sai, where do we know that we have Tzelem Elokim? How do we know we have Tzelem Elokim? And our neshamas are a portion of the infinite oneness of Hashem. From this, שהגרמנים לא יכולים להסתכל בפונף של הילד הקטן הזה. The Lord can't stand to look at the face of this Jewish child. Al pizeh yoidim anu bevadoit shemipono koron uba'o oira shechina.
From that we know that shining out of our faces is the light of the shechina.
They can't look at it.
When the Telzer Rosh Hashiva was thrown into the pit before they shot him, the Nazi turned around to him and said, "Oh, you're still from the chosen people."
They said, "As long as you're chasing and I'm being chased, I'm from the chosen people. You can't stand to see somebody who's not a racist like you. As long as I'm not a racist like you, that makes me from the chosen people."
Same idea here. They can't stand to see something that maintains our moral ground.
You see it sometimes in a fight, you're having an argument with somebody, right? And you stay calm and relaxed. And I get more angry. And you just keep quiet and he's more angry.
Because he's in such a just kind of mode, he can't stand to see something that's normal in front of him.
The man comes home from work, right? He's had a great day and his mum is everything's fine and wonderful. So he walks up and there's a chair, so he straightens the chair.
Yeah?
Why? Because the inner world and the outer world need to be in sync.
What happens is that a lousy day comes, I'm all above bell, we walk, what's the first thing he does?
He kicks three chairs out of the way. So the chairs are now all disarrayed.
Because he's in a mind of mess, he doesn't want this calm world in front of him, all the world must feel it.
When something hits the level of a Nazi, and he sees something that's so holy and pure that it's better give up its life for good, can't look at it even. Can't stand it, have to stop it.
What do you want to ask?
Ziv Yekoris Mishtaket Ma'ena Vatarek V'Gemanim HaRashayim Lo'ichayim Mizboil Es Kedushoso.
The precious light shone from the eyes of this beautiful pure child, and the Germans couldn't, the Rashayim, they couldn't stand to see this Kedusha.
V'chayim Mokhrochim Ha'em L'tol Yeled Rach Shelo Harul Af Adam Ha'ilam U'Hargoy.
This little child who hadn't harmed anybody, they couldn't stand it, so they had to kill it.
This is the son talking, not me.
They won't happen to look at his pure face and see
the contrast of their riches and achzorius. They felt mocked.
Yeah.
They weren't being mocked, but they felt mocked.
That's what Hitler, Yamach Shmoy, said in the Mein Kampf. He said it before.
He said that we are the barbarians of the world, and the Jews are the conscience of the world, and that's what has to be destroyed. Because as long as they're around, we're going to feel bad and guilty and whatever for what we want to do. He brought down the first.
Ashreinu ma'atov chalkeinu. Time of Mendeley is noim echaitzev halavus. V'mam shich b'darke alamavus b'simcha.
And he continued to death b'simcha.
He was the son of the Sassemit. There were simple Jews, by comparison, they danced into the gas chamber singing Ashreinu ma'atov chalkeinu.
We can't even live today b'simcha v'tuv leiva.
That's what I spoke about on Friday night.
When someone's trying to kill you in the name of God, then you have to live in the name of God.
That means you have to be better, give up your life to live
of Kiddush Hashem.
We're not being asked to die of Kiddush Hashem.
We're not in the front line.
We have to live off Kiddush Hashem.
That's the demand. to do that, you have to kill parts of yourself. You have to give up. You have to give up things that you want. You have to give up the luxuries and the, you know, the extra 5 minutes sleep and the whatever, whatever. But that's in order to learn. Our Zaydas were asked to give up their lives of Kiddush Hashem. We're asked to dance, to live, to be happy in our lives. Are we lacking anything? Chasel anu mashu? What are we not to be upset about?
So it was in that generation. A goyim his nachle lanu ki lo yoichla fit b'fanov. The goyim wanted to get rid of us because they couldn't stand to look at us. We represented something too moral for them. Etzem is yosu shil yudib and a chachaisam gomelem kas v'zoya amu. The etzem etzias of a Jew, what a Jew stands for in the world, caused him terrible, terrible anger. The kol yudi shtak efzelem elokim. And every Jew there is entrenched a tzelem elokim v'emuna tmima zalma v'olkov, and a pure holy emuna and a faithfulness to what we live for is flowing in our veins. Hakesha ha'ishi, the personal relationship, hatomim v'haposhut im avayris baruch, that simple real relationship that each Jew has with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hayim ha'ayin noive she'ah sheikah is kol kiyum toros v'tfosah. That flows from a wellspring of cheshek for the whole kiyum of Torah and mitzvah. Hagoyim lo yichol izbole et ha'etzilus she'ofa foisah. The goyim couldn't tolerate this emanation that flowed from them, that was on their faces. It's a simcha pnimis. It's the inner simcha. She stuck for with my gusoy ve es hakedusha sheshol shal maisa yodo. From the inner simcha that was apparent from the way we conducted ourselves and from the holiness that emanated from their hands. Ulechaim em rot voice shal esav shoyne le Yaakov. And he went after him because it's a locha. And the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Esav seines Yaakov. Esav can't tolerate Yaakov because he represents that which Esav doesn't want to have to deal with, and that's conscience. The famous mice about a certain Baal Tshuva who went back to his old ways, and he went to the person at the Karaz and said, "I hate you." He said, "You hate me for what?" He said, "You took all the geshmak out of my Averus. All the Averus that I used to do, I'm doing again, but there's no more time in them. He's taken away the geshmak I used to get from my Averus." That's what Hitler and Machshavah would say. I don't want to do this with a conscience. Do you know we have psychiatrists that deal with it? You can do whatever you want, you get a psychiatrist, it takes away your guilt. Today we don't have to worry about it.
Kiyayim Ladavainainu Hishtane Atmuna. The picture's changed enormously. Hagoy Yoichel Gam Yoichel Abit Bapanov Shilei Yudi. The guy can look at a Jew today. Because unfortunately today, sometimes you look at a Jew, you don't even know he's Jewish. V'kol kach lama wa, mipnei sheyadi chose samahusa yadid hamyuchedet. Because the Jew today is lacking that unique thing called Yiddish, what a Jew is. Chose lo echius apnimis. We're lacking that inner thing of what a Yid is. Thinking of the non-Prune Jews in South Africa from the previous generation were much respect for the whole she and Johannesburg about this. We spoke about how the fried Jew in Johannesburg, the Zaydas, yeah, our grandparents' generation, were much closer to Yiddishkeit and Fana with our tone than we are with tone. They were Jewish. They had an inner pneum of what's called Jewish. They had, I don't know what the word is.
Why?
A life force.
Why?
Why has it changed? Why Hashem set up this challenge that we have to do this while we are struggling not to be goyim? Because they were Jewish. They knew what it meant to be a yid. The challenges of life and pressure for panos or whatever, so performance became a problem. But they knew they were bnei yochid of Hashem. the bubble while she was busy doing whatever she was doing was davening. She was talking to Hashem. She was thinking. They were real. They were real with Hashem. They had a consciousness. They came. The performance wasn't so okay, but the relationship aspect. I knew who they were. I don't know who we are. The Goyish world is entrenched, it's pinned into our lives so much that the Pintel Yid is being threatened. Good, our performance is wonderful. We keep all the mitzvahs, kadosh, kadim, boch Hashem. It's beautiful. But the relationship with Hashem is threatened. We don't look at ourselves as being be'etzem Jewish. Jewish is not fashionable. To think of yourself as a chosen people doesn't stem with the upbringings and whatever we had. And it's hard because you meet wonderful goyim out there. They're very nice goyim out there. I mean it. Not that they're pretending to be nice. They're good people out there. The goyim sometimes are the rubber. They can be sometimes even nicer than Jews you meet. And this is Mabel. This challenges us. This is not easy. It's a real hard struggle. To be so secure in yourself. But Matthias Solomon said to me, he said, the problem of this generation, they don't know how to deal with a goy. He said, I went to goyish school. I know how to deal with goyim. I can get on with goyim. I can speak with them. I can handle with goyim. It doesn't threaten my Jewishness. He said, the average kid today, he gets involved with a goy. His whole essence is a Jew threaten. Because he doesn't know how to even, trouble with a Jew. No one gets tools to deal with a Jew. I'm a Jew. You're a goy. Fine. That's good business. What's the problem? My grandfather did business with goyim, lived with goyim, no problem, whatever. But he knew that he was Jewish. When he heard about the first Jew marrying the shiksa in the town we lived, he didn't understand it. He wasn't angry, he wasn't sad, he just couldn't understand it. It's like you'd have told him an aeroplane mated with a giraffe. But for him that was like, my, I remember, he's shocked, it's like, Shaykhus. I said, what do you mean? You do business with them, you eat in their homes, you have business, but this is his business, but my Kesher, Jew to marry, he really wasn't like outraged. He didn't see the Jewish people being threatened. It wasn't immoral. He just didn't possibly understand it. He couldn't understand how somebody could say something and not keep their word. He couldn't understand it. It wasn't like, but how did you do that? How did you stand in your head for 9 hours? How did you do that? You said you'd be there at 1. Why did you come at 10 past 1? We had a meeting at 1. How can you be 10 minutes late? He couldn't understand it. How could you spend money that you didn't have? If you don't have the money, it means you don't need the thing to buy. What's his credit? He ran a business. He was business. He couldn't understand what's his credit. Credit cards, he couldn't understand. Never had a credit. Didn't understand. It means you buy things and you don't have the money. That's Zayla. And that wasn't because he learned Shulchan Aruch that said it's Zayla. That was the default position. Today, with all our lockers and whatever, we don't know what this means. You can't understand it. You gave your word to someone, I'll tell you a mate. He gave his word, they had a contract with a one watch agency they had. So they wouldn't give more than 5% discount. They wanted to stop price wars in those days, yeah? So that came to buy a watch from him, there was a lot of money, and he gave the 5% discount, but there was a little bit over, like let's say it came to 652. So the guy said, no, we'll make it 600. He said, no, 652.93. So that was awesome. The guy said, alright, let's make it 650. He said, no, 652.93. So my mother was saying, what are you doing? He said, 5%, 5%. I gave my word, not more than 5%. 1% more than 5%, more than 5%. Alright, I have to be a liar now as well for business. Wasn't a challenge. The guy walked out the shop, didn't buy it. He was watching. He didn't understand the other option. I don't know what I would do, but it would be an ordeal. I wasn't an ordeal. That's it. That was. People said today, today we flew, they were airlock. Today we flew, they were honest. A sheikh used to bring his chicken to the rov, his cow. He used to shech the cow, and that was his philosopher for the month, right? To buy a cow, he used to shech it, and then bring it to the rov. If the rov trades, send him philosopher for the month. Yeah, there was never a sheikh that didn't bring his cow to the rov, and the rov said, chief, and he tried to dray out of it. Okay, so I want a philosopher for the month. Today, if the rov declares the problem of the hechsher or whatever, they shoot the guy. I'm not joking. See what happened in Monty, the whole thing. What happened? Where's the Yishai? Where's the Jewish head? The Ikka Keshu and the Shem is lacking. You're stealing and the cop standing next to you. So if you don't believe the cop standing next to you, you're nuts. So that's our problem. We've lost the Ikka essence and Ikka in a relationship with the Shem. So we have to find out how to get it back, because without that, we're in a lot of trouble. Thank you.
It's hard to even talk about them.
But my kids, they never even know what it is.